All right, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, that's more of a sound I want to hear. We thank God really for the testimonies we have heard, and it's somehow linking very well with what am I going to share. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Temmo Wanganivalu. I'm from the island country where God is from, still God is from, and that's Fiji. I know I said this last time, but when I checked again last night, yeah, God is still from Fiji. And the definition of that is whoever won the rugby sevens in the last Olympic, that's where God is from. So not the Kiwis, not the Brits, not the Kenyans. It was the Fijians. Wow. And I have a wife who's Salote, who's actually with the children. And I've got two daughters and one son, and one daughter is sitting lonely there. The title I want to bring to us today, it's time to upgrade. Turn to somebody and say, it's time to upgrade. And tell him as well, or her, be nice to the Fijian preacher. All right. And let me just read a scripture to us. Romans 8, 14 to 17, if you have your Bible. Romans 8, 14 to 17. And if you are using the church Bible, it's page 800. The Bible reads, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory. Amen? That's our status. You and me, we are the children of God. If you think of it for a while, I am the child of God. Then you better behave like one. Amen? Sometimes we're walking around, hanging our heads, wondering what the devil is going to do to us next. Health, head up on high, shoulders up, walk straight, because you are a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We sang about it today. If you are still fearing, I am free of that fear. I am a child of God. And God loves us so much, there's absolutely nothing that can separate us from the love of God. God is not waking up every day, when you wake up every day, trying to find fault in your life and with a big stick, trying to smite you every time you go out of the way. So our God is a loving God. And we are so blessed to be with him today. But today's focus is, it's time to upgrade. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, we thank you as we come together as a church. We thank you for your faithfulness in the first service. We pray that you be with us as well here in the second service. Holy Spirit, we've heard about you. We're going to talk about you. And I'm sure you like us talking about you. You like us discussing about you. And as Elizabeth mentioned in those words of wisdom from the women, that you are ready to flow amongst us. And Father, I just pray that you help us. Give space, give way. Open our hearts to the move of your Spirit. And Holy Spirit, I pray that just if people have opened their hearts, that you will move in your own unique and sovereign way. Because you are the God that we worship. We just praise you. Help us, help those who sit to listen, but also help me as I bring across the word that I believe you've placed in my heart, that all together we'll get our share from thine divine table today, going out never being the same person again. We bless you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. It's time to upgrade. There's a story I told the X-Men in one of our fellowship of a guy who decided to go from London to New York. He was not very well off. He was a little bit poor. And the ticket for the cruise liner was quite expensive. And so he had to sacrifice a lot. He sold everything that he had to buy this ticket. And because he had no more money after that, He thought, how am I going to eat on the boat? So he took a bag of and loaded with some cheese and crackers before he got on the boat. So then he got on the boat, and the boat set sail from London to New York. On the way, whenever it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, everybody has gone to the restaurant to enjoy the lovely food. He would take his bag of cheese and crackers out on the deck, waves splashing in front of the boat, looking into the sunrise or sunset, and munch his cheese and crackers away. After a while, and after a few days of the journey, the chef actually noticed this guy has been up on the deck every day and munching his crackers. So he comes out and approached him and said, excuse me, sir, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah, sure. I have noticed that we have three restaurants on board. Two of them are 24/7. We have some of the best chefs in the world. Part of the reasons why people get on this cruise liner is because of the quality of food that we serve and the chefs. We are some of the top ones. But I've noticed you've never entered any of our restaurant. Is there a problem? Do you have a special dish that I can prepare for you? We got vegetarian, we got all sorts of stuff in there, but you've never entered any of our restaurant. Is there a problem? Can I help you? And the man looked down, heads drooping, and a bit of embarrassment, and he said, sir, there's nothing wrong with your restaurant. Your foods are nice. I'm sure there's best quality. This is the nicest boat I've been as well. But I'm very embarrassed to say that I really don't have any more money. And that's the reason why I haven't entered any of your restaurants. That's why I'm eating cheese and crackers every day. So the chef looked up at him and said, you mean you didn't know? I said, didn't know what? Didn't you know that the same ticket you bought, the price you paid for that ticket was not just to get you on the boat, but gives you absolute access to any of the restaurants we have on board. You eat as much as you can, drink as much as you can. Two of them are 24/7 without any extra cost. That guy, for the rest of the journey, slept in the restaurant. I would like to think he was a Fijian, but maybe he was a Kenyan. But how much more do we as Christians, don't you realize that the same price that was paid at the cross 2,000 years ago was not just to get you to heaven one day, salvation, that is supposed to set you on a journey that you're supposed to enjoy every single blessings that Jesus spoke of when he said, I cometh that you may have life and have it to the full. Some of us are sitting on the salvation bench all this while. You committed your life to Jesus Christ and you're sitting there on the deck munching cheese and crackers while the rest of the Christian community are moving, progressing, they're getting baptized, they're getting filled with the Holy Spirit, they're operating in the gifts of the Spirit, they're standing in victory as they fight the battle of the Lord, and they are progressing. Every single one of us is on a journey. Amen?
Amen.
Every single one of us on a journey started with salvation. But salvation is actually not the end. Salvation is now. You're going to get to heaven one day, but God is working in our lives and is wanting us to progress. There's two things the devils are doing these days. One is to prevent you from getting to the cross. He will do at utmost best to stop you from getting to the cross and having salvation. If he fails, he's going to make you as ineffective a Christian as you can be. He'll make you sit on that salvation bench all the way. You know, stationary, not moving. Because as long as you don't grow and you don't move, you're pretty useless for the kingdom. Amen? You're just sitting there. And you know, very soon what you will do, you will sit at the back and begin to criticize whatever is going on. Why? Because you're not moving. You're not going forward. The only way you can move now is probably fall back to your previous life of before. It's time to upgrade. I looked at the definition of upgrade. And for those of you working in IT, You probably will know this, and you might want to correct me. But remember, in a sermon, the preacher is always right. Not really. There's a difference between upgrade and update. So update, it fixes issues with software or adds more support. To bring it up to date, it mainly for security reasons to patch some security loopholes. That's why the updates are done, right? Because the amount of hacking that goes on now, so you need an update to actually prevent you. It may not actually lead to improvement, right? But upgrade, you add additional features to improve functioning and make things better. It can even be a replacement of a product with a newer version. All right? Same product, newer version. Okay? Have you been to your computer lately? Is that notice that comes up? There is a new version. Do you want to upgrade? What I do is later tonight, tomorrow, next week. Why? Because I'm so familiar with this version, I'm a bit comfortable here. Don't move me. So I keep pressing tomorrow, tonight. I like playing with this computer thing. You know, they keep asking me. I said, get it, tonight. Now, God is like this operating system, and he's sending out these signals through the preaching, through the word, through your quiet time, and he's saying, hey, son, it's time to upgrade. And you are pressing tonight, tomorrow, next week. And look, God is not going to force you. God will move, work in some other way, bring you back to a place of obedience, and then speak again. He's a loving God. But this upgrade was meant for your good and for my good. I wrote this statement last night. It says, it's okay to come to church every Sunday for an update, but at certain point, you would need an upgrade. Amen. And not just an update. Amen? Amen. You've got to be shouting hallelujah here. Amen. Don't be quiet on me there. Amen. All right? At certain point, you and me, we need upgrade. No hanky-panky business. No coming to church, playing church, walk in, walk out. Otherwise, Crossroad turns into a social club. You come in and you enjoy. Praise the Lord, brother. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So many masks going on and forth. Trouble going on. No progress. Stationary sitting at the bench. It's time to upgrade. Not just update. It's time to upgrade. Amen? You know, when I grew up I came from a Catholic family, very staunch Catholic family as well. I had a lot of problems with this move of God and the Bible and everything. My first salvation was a big one, but once I got through that, then there's come this baptism, water baptism. Because, you know, in the Catholic, you come and the priest blesses you when you're small and all of that. You know? And now I have, as an adult, to go down and actually get baptized. I reasoned out with this guy and I said, yeah, really? So with a group of students standing there by the beach, getting ready to baptize, and I'm standing there with my skeptical look. Okay. Word has been fed. God has been moving. And I'm standing there. When these guys went down to get baptism and they came back out of the water, my goodness, I saw the expression on their face. I saw the tangible thing of what God was doing. I took a few steps across to the guy. I said, oh, is that how? I said, yeah. So maybe next week you can come. We have another baptismal service. I said, is it too late to do another one? No. I said, no, it's not too late. So I had a separate baptismal service from every other guys because I was trying to really rationalize a lot of this. Now when it comes to Holy Spirit baptism, Holy Spirit filling, whoa, Yahweh. And I'm standing there, praise the Lord, hallelujah. You know, I reminded myself of this guy who said, you know, I was from a Baptist church and I came across some charismatic group. I went in. They were all over the place, noises, music, some crawling up the wall, shouting this and that. But in the midst of all of that, I felt an absolute peace. So I went and talked to my dad, who was a pastor. I said, Dad, do you think that's from God? You know, the pastor gave him a very good advice. He said, son, I don't know. But if you felt in your heart it's from God, go for it. I was kind of the same. I stood there and I looked at it. And it was the funniest story out of all of this. You know how people are prayed over and they had fallen under the power of the Spirit and so on. I went up to one of those altar calls. I knelt down. My intention was not to get anything. My intention was to brace myself and make sure. Let's see if this thing is real or fake. So I stood there and I braced myself. I'm pretty big, I suppose, you know. My goodness, before the pastor actually came close to me, before the hand even touched me, I was gone. You know, the Holy Spirit is real.
Amen.
Okay? Who is the most important person on earth today? I know Donald Trump and King Anjuna are quite important. It's, we thank God for what's happening. But who is the most important person living on earth today? It is the Holy Spirit. Why don't you just shout that out instead of whispering? It is the Holy Spirit. He is a person. And you heard that from Gary last week. He has a mind. He has a will, emotions. He comforts us. He speaks. He can be lied to as well. And you realize what happened to that, right? He speaks. If you read through Acts, it's amazing. You know, the things that the disciples and apostles were crazy about in Acts. Yeah, Jesus had gone, right? The thing they were crazy about was the Holy Spirit. And even when Peter and Cornelius had that experience, the thing that really got Peter was, wow, they got the same gift that was given to us. And that was the Holy Spirit. That was a distinctive thing. And so they were really going out crazy about the Holy Spirit. So he is the gift of the Father to the church. Amen? The gift of the Father to the world is Jesus. All right? The gift of the Father to the church or to the believers is the Holy Spirit. He said, don't go. All right? It's actually good that I go, Jesus said. Right? Because if I don't go, then the promise of the Father won't come to you. It's almost saying there's something better than what I'm currently doing right now. It's actually good that I go. Because if I don't, this better thing won't come to you. So let me go. I know you're grieving, but let me go. Then the Father will send the promised gift. All right? So it was definitely better. So for those who then said, Jesus is enough, I don't know what that actually means. If it means that it's only Jesus, we have a church in Fiji called Jesus Only. The problem I have with that is that by living out the Holy Spirit, you are actually living out the very essence of the extension of the work of Jesus, because he actually told them, you wait, God the Father will send the promised gift, who is the Holy Spirit, all right? So he is a gift to us, the believers. And so when we say Jesus is enough, it means everything that has to do with Jesus, okay? So like Jesus himself saying, I am not enough, good that I go away. And so the disciples, it was like, yeah, the two girls are still looking there. We went to watch this movie called Avengers. Have you seen the movie? No, very good. Because when I was telling my daughters that I will come and talk about the movie, they said, Daddy, don't tell them about the movie. I said, why? Why not? Because some people there who haven't seen the movie, you might give away some of the tips about the movie. I said, don't worry, I won't give any too much detail about the movie. Because the question they always ask me when we go to the movies is, you promise you won't sleep? I said, I will try. So for this movie, I saw the beginning. I slept through the middle. And then I saw the end again. And the end was not really that kind of climax. It didn't bring forth that ending of a movie that you really want to see. Huh? It's, you know, and everybody lived happily there. Oh, some people are saying, stop. Okay, so the movie is there and it's no good ending. And at the end of the movie, everybody's still sitting. The lights are on and the names keep coming. My goodness, why am I watching names going down the screen? But everybody is waiting because they hope something, the connecting of this movie to the next or whatever, is going to come after all the names have been displayed. And that's exactly what happened. I feel in a way that's how it happened to the apostles on that day. They came, Jesus was ready to go. He said, goodbye, don't grieve, I'm going to send you the promised Holy Spirit. All right? Goodbye, breathed on them and took off. And then the disciples were just waiting there in suspense. And he gave them strict instructions. Don't go anywhere. Wait for that day. And they waited. And oh my goodness, when that day came. Right? I think Erkan is going to talk about that a little bit more next week. But when that day came, they were all sitting up in the upper house. And boom, the promised one. Okay, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit came on that day. And since then, it's been the main power and guide for all of us as Christians in moving forward. All right, so the Holy Spirit is real. The Holy Spirit is the gift of the Father to us believers. So by refusing and shunning the Holy Spirit, you are refusing and shunning the promised gift that the Father has for us as believers. The world can't understand Holy Spirit. Don't expect them to understand anyway. It was not meant for them. It was meant for us, you and me. If we get back to the scriptures, that says, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God." There's one upgrade. So all of us are on a journey. I don't know where you are in your journey with God. I don't know whether you are sitting at the salvation bench, or you've been baptized, you've got the infilling of the Holy Spirit, or you are operating in the gifts of the Spirit, or you're standing and walking and advancing the kingdom, all right, with God being the victory. The battle is won already, and the victory is His. Where are you in your journey? God is calling and challenging us today that it's time to upgrade. It's time to upgrade to the next. You have been sitting on that bench for too long. Amen? Turn to somebody and said, "I think you've been sitting on that bench for a bit of a while and a bit too long." And if he smiles, that means he's probably okay. And if he frowns at you, then maybe you need to tell him again. It's time to upgrade. There's one upgrade that I want to bring across to us that relates to this verse 14. All right? Where it says, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God." All right? Those who are led by the Spirit of God. And when you are born again, baptized, you've got the filling of the Holy Spirit, there's also this step of actually being led, that you allow yourself to be led by the Holy Spirit, who is a person, right? Remember, the Holy Spirit is a person, all right? You can talk to Him. You can pray and speak to Him. When we were doing a prayer once here for the session on temptation, when somebody came up for a prayer, I was actually telling her, you know, whenever I'm faced with temptation, one of the first thing I ask is, Holy Spirit, what is this one about? I mean, how much that brings God to your situation? Just imagine, you're faced with a temptation, and then He said, "Holy Spirit, what's happening here?" Can you imagine? You are bringing God right into that very situation. And this is the personal relationship with the Holy Spirit that is actually encouraged. And this is the upgrade I want to just bring to us today. Moving from a self-led life to a Spirit-led life. We somehow keep mixing it up. God wants us to have self-control and be led by the Spirit. Many a times, we become too spiritual and we are Spirit-controlled and self-led. All right? We are supposed to exercise self-control and be led by the Spirit. And being led by the Spirit is actually to follow in what the Holy Spirit is telling us every day. And for that to happen, we need to actually nurture and develop that relationship with Him. The journey that the Israelites took from Egypt to Israel, and they were coming, they've crossed the Red Sea. Now, the difference between the Red Sea and the Red Sea, as we have sung today, you know, the waters were parted. You did not need faith to cross on a land that's dry already, right? It's there. Moses smite the waters separated, dry land in front of me, sure, I can walk. But they came through their journey, rounding in the wilderness. Moses has died, and now Joshua comes on. Joshua is leading the group of Israelites across. They come, and they're camping there at the place before they cross the Jordan River. They looked across. The Jordan River is flooded. Joshua stands up and says, prepare yourself, because from tomorrow, God is going to do amazing things amongst us. And then he said these words, when you see the Ark of the Covenant move, you move, because you will know then where you're going, because where it is going, you have not been. You know, to me, the greatest exciting thing about the Christian life is that every single day, you are ready for a new experience. Amen? Why? Because the Holy Spirit is going to bring to you, or is going to take you to a place, to an experience that you've never been before. In the same way, he was telling the Israelites that day, when you see the Ark of the Covenant move, move. For where it is going, you haven't been. Church, Crossroad Church, you've heard from Elizabeth, from the women. When you see the Ark of the Covenant move, apparently, they did say that the Spirit is wanting to move. And the church needs to open up to allow the Holy Spirit to actually flow. Oh, so who's blocking the flow here? It's the church, and we are. Why? Because there's probably too many sitting on the bench, and that notice is coming up and is saying, upgrade. There is a new version. Upgrade. Do you want to do it now? No. Later. Tonight. Tomorrow. And God is saying, okay. Day by day, through the preaching that comes from here, through your own quiet time, through a conversation with a colleague, through a prayer meeting, God is saying, there is a new version of your life. Hello. Don't you want to move there? Saying, And you know why it's hard? Because you're staying within your own comfort. You now need to nudge yourself, break out of your comfort zone. Look, it's going to get difficult. It took me about half a year to move from my Dell computer to an Apple computer. I know of a person in WHO who still goes around now with Dell and Apple. She's only using Dell. He has never touched Apple. Every time I meet her, are you getting there? No. Why are you carrying it around? Because I need to get there. All right? Why? Because we are just so comfortable with this when God is actually saying there's three restaurants on board, 24/7, full of every delicacy. Why are you being content with the cheese and crackers? It's time to upgrade now. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? It's time to upgrade now. Why are you refusing to upgrade? God, if you don't upgrade, the previous one, all right, see this notice? This is what we do most of the time. Do you want to restart to install these updates now or try it tonight? Which one are you going to click after this sermon? Restart. And like Joshua has said, I think Joshua says is a classic example. Refresh, go back, retreat, look at God. God speaks to you a jolt of a restart, of a reboot. Refresh, because there's a new thing that God is actually doing. Amen. Unless we click restart, Crossroad, nice talk, nice plan, we're going to be here a year from now. Amen? We're going to be in the same place a year from now. The Spirit of God is in you, is with us, and is amongst us. Amen. Who is blocking the going forward? Us. Why? God is calling. Restart, reboot, and we are clicking. Later, later, later. All right? It's time for us to rise. Why? Because this is going to be good for you. Believe me. This is going to be good for you. It was good for the Israelites. Jordan was flooding. They came out of the wilderness. You know, when you move on to the next stage, you move on with God's... why are you so afraid to move on? When God promises that when he sends, he equips. Amen. You see, when they were about to move into the Jordan, there were a bunch of people crying about the cucumbers and everything from Egypt. They kind of, just other running around in the wilderness. But when they crossed the Jordan that day, those were no joke people. They came out ready to fight. They march around Jericho wall, shouted. They didn't even lift a hand, just a hand of praise, and the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. We've been discussing amongst the men, it's not our ability that matters. It's God's ability. You know why the men came up in big force that day to sing? Because they had been clicking later, later, later. And we got together that Saturday, we thought to ourselves, it's not your ability. So when I ask you, you know, something I don't understand about the African men. I mean, which African men cannot sing in this world? I said, bro, can you join us in the worship? Oh, no, man, I can't sing. Where are you from, Africa? The best singers in the world. But it's something about stepping in to a space where you are not counting on your strength and ability, but just saying, God, here I am. Amen. And look at how they sang that day, man. Somebody said, I could put my money on those guys. Whoa. Ron, it's time to upgrade, guys. This is no joke. This is no hanky-panky business. This is no play church business. This is real life that God wants us to take. And it is for your good. Because when they came out from the Jordan River, boy, did they do battle. And there was none, same people, but the mentality has changed. They were ready now to take on. They were the new Joshua generation. They were not the same old that got all those cucumbers and things from Egypt. They were a brand new generation who were ready to not just born again, spirit-filled, doing all of this, but they were ready to advance the kingdom. Amen. All right? And the Bible speaks clearly that those who take, that they should take it by force. So it's time to upgrade, guys. And I'm just looking at the clock. Remember what I said last time? Happy is the man who preaches short sermon, for he'll be invited again. Okay. So how do we actually get this leading of the Holy Spirit, being led by the Holy Spirit? I think step number one is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's very clear. If you have some questions on that, talk to pastor, talk to elders, talk to somebody. It's very clear. Paul says, do not be drunk with wine, but be drunk and be filled with the Holy Spirit. All right? And if God, I think we should really learn to be greedy Christian. Whatever God says we can have, go for it. All right? Whatever God says you can have, go for it. If he says you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, go for it. Okay? Let everybody else decide what they wanna do. Read it, believe it, that settles it. Boo! All right? You know, one of the good things from us from the Pacific and probably Africa as well, this rationalism doesn't work too well. We kind of hear something, believe it, move. Halfway down the line, we're probably saying, oh, what was that? We don't sit back and rationalize. Is it really true? What is the thing about it? All right? And sometimes we don't need to understand. We just need to hold his hand. Amen. All right? Your mind is not enough to capture the whole thing about how God actually works. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm sure next week we're going to touch more on that. And know and befriend him as a person and not some distant force. The Holy Spirit is not some distant force and wind that kind of blows and then everybody gets slain or something. All right? He's a person that walks with you, in you, and is amongst us. All right? Step two, know his voice or inner witness and requires a lot from you. I just realized when I was going through the definition of update and upgrade that updates, most of the time, it's free. Upgrade, no. All right? It will cost you. Because in order to be led by the Holy Spirit, hey, you need to go to him every day. Because how can you get directions? All right? You will have to do your quiet time day in and day out. You're not going to be waking up every morning saying, oh, yeah, I can do this one today. No, it's going to cost you. All right? In that same scripture in verse 16, it says, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. There is an inner witness of peace that happens to you, right? Every time you make those decisions. It's critical when the Jordan is flooding or you're up against the wall. You know, sometimes you only turn to him when we're up against the wall, huh? You are really having no other place to go. And then you say, Holy Ghost, please. But maybe if you have been led by the Holy Spirit day in, day out, then maybe the wall will never come your way. Amen? There's a call for us to upgrade from a self-led life. Believe it. I think we've proved it. that we cannot lead our own lives. Right? And we need the Holy Spirit to lead us. And thirdly, follow in his leadership, because where he is taking you at times, you have never been before. Isn't that exciting? This whole idea is just exciting, that the Holy Spirit is ready to take you somewhere, someplace, some experience that you've never been before. How exciting. Doesn't that make life much more exciting than every day coming in? Oh, yeah, I need to go to church on Sunday. There's a meeting. But every single day you wake up with that expectation that, hey, something new will come our way today. And I'm totally dependent on the Holy Spirit to lead and get me there. So he is like the systems operator, and he's sending you a message. There is a new version of you today. Do you want to download it? Restart now or later. If you've been pressing later up to now, my challenge to you is maybe it's time to pick up your finger and click that button, upgrade. Because God is wanting it much more than you're wanting it yourself. And it's for your good. For all things work for the good of those who love him. And if he has said it and promised it, why are we holding back? It's time to upgrade. There's a new version of you that God has prepared. Joshua has testified about. So my challenge, where are you in your spiritual walk or journey? Which bench are you sitting on? And I've described that quite a bit. Whichever bench you are sitting, God is calling you for an upgrade to the next. And in relation to the upgrade we talk about today, how is the personal fellowship relationship with the Holy Spirit? If you haven't known him to today, I encourage you to know him. He's going to help you every part of the way. Work, church, wherever we'll be. What is the next phase, the new version God is wanting to replace my old version with? And with that button of upgrade, by coming to him by faith. I hope that after today, you will click that button and by faith, receive what the next exciting part of your journey will be. And as we all do that, the church itself begins to progress in that fashion as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn to somebody, shake them and say, hey, it's time to upgrade, guys. It's time to upgrade. All right? And we'll ask the team to come up. All right? Oh, no, no. Tell them not just update, upgrade. Okay?
Maybe I should get Tamo to walk around just like I did for Era. So maybe Tamo, you go that way for your seat. Just to finish.